This is audio track 7 of this audio program, Overcome Overwhelm, 5 Steps to Make Your Event Idea Magic. At this point in time, you should be out of overwhelm, out of stuck. Your idea, the details are out of your head and down on literal paper. You've got structure to your details, where you've organized your details of your idea and you've laid out an implementation strategy. That's where you should be at this point. You can apply this to your event idea. You apply this to any idea you have. And so what I will do here in this track is to briefly cover the ACT portion of the impact process in slightly more detail than in my introduction. The ACT is, you could say, it's the action part of all of the planning that you've been doing for your event idea. This is where you're communicating with the people that you've identified in your implementation strategy, and you're communicating with them to ask them to do the things you need to do, to ask them, to hold them accountable to doing the things that they've committed to doing. This is where how you communicate with them and how effectively you communicate with them is important in the action stages of the impact process. So remember I said A is attention, commanded. It's how you grab your audience's attention. And I don't just mean your target market marketing wise. I mean the audiences who will listen to your messaging, from your mother and your partner and your children and your friends, from the personal to the professional to the contractors and the consultants that you might hire to make your event a success, to make your event a reality, to the legalities, the legal people, maybe the financial people you need to talk to. You have to capture grab all of their attention. And in doing so, you must know what will grab their attention. Now, what's going to capture the attention of your partner so that he or she will listen to you and say yes to what you ask them to do? What's going to capture the attention of your kids so that they'll listen to you and say yes to what you ask? What will capture the attention of your coworker or your business partner or of the consultant or of the, I don't care what, the people who manage the facility that you're going to use? What captures their attention? And then speak in the terms that they best understand. Capture their attention. So that's what I mean by attention commanded. Simulate the norms of those people or of your organization if you're doing something within your organization. Say you're planning a recognition event and you need to get your coworkers to get on board with playing roles in this recognition event. What captures their attention? What will stoke them? What do they need in order to support your event idea? What's in it for them? It comes back to what's in it for them. Over and over and over again. So what captures their attention? And then do that so that they can listen to you, so that they hear you, so that they pay attention to you and respect you for what you're going to ask them. The C is to communicate for action. Communication involves several different medium. It involves the words that you use. So choose your words wisely, choose your words effectively, choose your words convincingly positively, when you need to get people to support you, when you need to have people take action. It's in how you use your voice, whether you use voice inflection, whether you're asking versus telling versus demanding, whether you're talking loudly versus softly and gently. To convince someone, you don't want to be boring. So you want your voice to vary. You want your voice to emphasize what you need to emphasize, to be dramatic where you need to be dramatic. So how you use your voice is part of communication. That is how part of how you communicate your messaging about your event idea. Your body language when you're in person with someone, how you stand, how you sit, how you lean forward, how you gesture, how you pace back and forth. All that comes into play when you're communicating with someone, even on the phone. I don't know, and for recording this audio program, I don't know if you can hear that I am standing up. I am pacing. I am gesturing. I am moving around as if I'm talking to you physically in person. And that I'm doing that so that my voice, so that you hear the emphasis, so that you hear the energy, so that you hear the emotion and the mood verbally, even though you can't see it. So a lot of that communication, even the physical communication, can be done for a voice-only communication over the telephone. The body language, yeah, I already said you can hear the body language over the phone. The other aspect of communicating is in listening. It's in asking questions, it's in pausing, and actually listening to what someone else says. So if you're planning an event for somebody else, and they're telling you what they want, they're telling you what they want to feel, they're telling you what they want the results to be, you need to stop talking and you need to listen. Because while you might be experienced at planning that event, while you might have your own preconceived notions for what should take place, you need to listen and be quiet to let the other people talk. Because you'll learn a whole lot from listening to what other people say and what they need. And part of your communication may be making formal presentations. It's another whole set of skills beyond the scope of this audio program. But learn to give effective presentations. Learn the art of being a good presenter and the skills involved in and the visuals and the use of equipment and visuals in being a good presenter. All of those come under communicate, because you're communicating your message to get people to support you on your event idea in many different ways. Support can be many different things. And the terminate assertively, the T stage of the impact process, is the support that you want. It is where you do the asking for what you need to make your event idea a reality. It's also what you want to ask people to do next. You're scheduling your next moves. You're making your calls for action. You're making your ask over and over and over again. Every ask is going to be different for the person that you're addressing, for the what you need them to do. This is where you demanding is not as effective as being gracious and being grateful in your asks and being appreciative. This is where you might recognize the good things someone has done and then ask them to continue doing those good things. This might be where you make corrective actions, and give people feedback, give people counsel so that they implement differently. The terminate assertively is the ask. And that's where, step by step by step, ask by ask by ask, you see your event idea take shape. So this ends the audio track for the ACT, the ACT portion of the impact process. We're coming to the end of this audio program. We are way past the original 1 hour program time that was expected. So you get a lot of bonus in this program. There was one more track, and that is the program summary and review, and then how you get the offers, the bonuses that I made at the very beginning of the program.